I'm going to show really quickly how we can make a sick bass line just by drawing in MIDI. So I've got this. And before we start with the bass line, you'll notice that there's a tom in this, which really helps with the groove. I've got a Ableton MPC 3000 16th swing at 64%. And then I've got this sub channel, which is just like a bass sample from a Mad Villa sample market sample pack. And we're just gonna draw in some notes and find like a little groove. Yeah, and there's no rules to this, but leaving like gaps for other elements in the tune, listening to the groove and having a variation of note lengths is usually good. That's quite nice, so we'll copy that over. There's a bit of a clash there, so maybe we'll, because we've got that tom. So that's nice. And then what we could do is we could start to add in some mid-range content and like in the form of another bass line. So I'm going to just set up another MIDI channel, which is Command Shift and T. And then I've got this Vengeance Electro Essentials pack, which has got some really good sort of synth electro bass sounds. So something like that works really well. We're just going to double click so that adds it into a sampler, which sounds cool. But what we want to do then is we want to get Ableton's filter, and this is a new Ableton 12 filter. And what we can do with this is we can set the LFO amount up, choose a synced rate, and we can even go in here and use something like the new morph mode. And we can add some more little extra fills on top to give it a little bit more weight. Maybe a little bit higher up. Let's try. Yeah, just little fills like that, and we'll play with the. And you get a really nice groove from doing that. It could bring out some of the top end with the erosion.